fulfilling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Sitting in these Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is going to be an amazing hour. It's going to anger you. I'm going to tell you now, it's going to anger you. Which, you know, honestly, is my intent in many, many cases. Editorial, December 16th, rooting out gun violence in the New England Journal of Medicine. Now, before I go any farther, let me throw this disclaimer out. There is more material coming at me than I can keep track of anymore. What I used to refer to as research triage is in full swing. Now, I'm able to counter the fact that time is finite with the fact that I have a daytime show, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. So I'm able to discuss various things in real time during the day. And thank goodness I do, because the 3 hours of this show is just simply not enough. Not at this stage of the game. The un-Americans are throwing more material at us. I call it spaghetti agenda. It's spaghetti politics. Throw the crap at the wall, see what sticks, see what slides down. They're constantly changing. They're chameleons. They're changing terminologies. They're changing names. Gun control is now gun safety, however that works. Moms demand action. What a silly name that is, too, by the way, when you think about it. And then who else? I mean, you know, every town for gun safety. Michael Bloomberg, the Los Angeles Times. If you were listening to the first hour of the show, you heard Alan Gottlieb talk about it's day to day. I mean, every single day is an editorial somewhere. The New York Daily News is all over the NRA. I mean, they're just hysterical. So those of you who send me emails wanting me to talk about this and that, I assure you, I get the emails. It's a time issue. We've just got no choice but to work triage, and my next guest coming up can tell you a little bit about triage and what that means. We do the same thing here with research, quite frankly. It's a great analogy. We have to pick and choose our fights here, unfortunately, because there is just too much material coming at us. A lot of what they talk about from the other side, the un-American gun grabbers, and what they throw at us, really needs to be marginalized. It's not even worth discussing. It's not even worth bringing attention to them. You don't hear me talk about the trace. You ever heard me talk about the trace or team trace? Well, of course not. I don't like to bring attention. It's ludicrous. This is an anti-gun site that spits out anti-gun lies all day long. And I mean, if I wanted to talk about those people all day long, I'd do nothing but cover the lies over at the trace. So I simply don't waste your time with it unless it needs to be discussed. This must be discussed. All of us have doctors. Doctors play a significant role in all of our lives. Hopefully they play a role in yours, and hopefully you're getting regular treatment, preventative treatment. You have kids. You know all about pediatrics. And the New England Journal of Medicine throws a heavy weight around in this arena, and it is highly respected. That's why, going right back to the beginning, when we talk about research triage, this can't be overlooked. Rooting out gun violence. About five or six doctors involved with this. And it starts out with this. Here we go again, or here we are again. Less than a year ago, an editorial in the journal by Kassirer reexamined the massive public health problem of gun violence in the United States. And a perspective article by Sachs, born of a personal tragedy, lamented the defunding of research on firearm injury prevention. Kassirer called for electing, quote, lawmakers at all levels of government with the courage to defy gun lobbyists. We're talking about the New England Journal of Medicine here, okay? So walk with me as I continue to quote from this, and then we're going to bring a real doctor here, a man who is a pediatric orthopedic surgeon, and one of the founders of doctors, well, I'll get there in just a second, but stay with me. I don't want to get too sidetracked. Kassirer called for electing lawmakers at all levels of government with the courage to defy gun lobbyists so that essential regulatory changes can finally be enacted. As physicians, public health experts and others have been recommending for decades. But in early December, the day after a young couple turned up at a young couple. Stay with me here. But in early December, the day after a young couple turned up at a holiday party in San Bernardino, California, with semi-automatic weapons and went on a shooting rampage, killing 14 people and injuring 21, Congress voted down a measure that would have prevented people on the terrorist watch list from getting guns and stalled on a measure to enhance background checks. An existing federal ban on military-style assault weapons, which ought to be an uncontroversial, if inadequate, first step, was allowed to lapse in 2004. Now, before my head pops like a zit in anger on this, there is something I want to remind you. That young couple, the New England Journal of Medicine refers to, were enemy combatant jihadis on American soil. And it was not shooting up a holiday party. It was an act of war against this nation. It was an act of terrorism, and a successful one. And the measures that the New England Journal of Medicine talks about that would have prevented people on the terrorist watch list from getting guns, those people were not on a terrorist watch list. A federal ban on military-style assault weapons wouldn't have done a damn thing. California already has a ban on quote-unquote military-style assault weapons. And California already has enhanced background checks, deeper and more intense than what these clowns at the New England Journal of Medicine are even referring to. So I want to start there with you. Let's bring in Dr. John Adine first. Dr. John Adine. And, doctor, you are a pediatric orthopedic surgeon. You know a little bit about this stuff and one of the founders and heads of Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
All right, John, let me go over to Neil McCabe also. Neil McCabe, everybody on this program knows you very well as an on-air television reporter for One American News Network. You're currently covering the political campaign and flying all over to all these primaries and having a hoot with that. We have a lot of time with you today. You're going to stay with us for the remainder of the show. Also, Armed American Radio's Washington, D.C. editor and Armed American Radio's political analyst. A pleasure to have you here.
Glad to be with you, Mark.
Neil, you're ready to give commentary, and I'm telling you, this is going to anger you, so stay calm.
Stay with me. This issue is so important, and it is going on right now in the Capitol. Paul Ryan, when he became his first press conference as Speaker of the House, maybe the second question asked was, Mr. Speaker, will you fund CDC studies about gun violence? Second question. I mean, this is not a small issue.
All right. No, this is a huge issue. And I promise those of you who heard me talk about this on The Daily Show that I would go into greater detail today on this monster broadcast for good reason, because it is so vital, because we all have doctors. And there are a lot of doctors out there trying to make this a public health issue to get into your stuff. Dr. Adine, let's go to you. That first paragraph of that, and I know you've read this, angered me beyond belief. As a physician, did it anger you too, sir?
Oh, absolutely. Now, these guys, if you look at the studies that their articles that they're referring to, it's all emotional arguments and fluff, and they use a lot of inflammatory language. It's just very derogatory to the average gun owner. You know, these guys, I don't know, you know, how deep the excrement is in Boston and New York and Chicago and Los Angeles, where it's deeper, you know, in some of these people with this, their high and mighty rhetoric. But, you know, they don't address anything like gun-free zones and, you know, firearms restrictions on the average normal person. These guys are, you know, they're clueless. They really are.
Dr. Adine, are my guns in my safe a health issue to me?
No, not at all.
Is my gun ownership a disease?
No.
Is my gun ownership a virus of any sort?
No, but they would tell you that, you know, the NRA is a cancer.
That the NRA is what?
A cancer.
A cancer. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we're gonna go there. Let me. We're getting ready to take a break. So let me leave you with this for this question. Then we'll come back and talk about it further. Do they just want taxpayer funding? Is that what this is about? They want taxpayer funding to keep their jobs so that they can fund studies to keep themselves busy?
I think part of it is that they want taxpayer funding, but also that they want to continue to propagate their agenda, which has been going on for more than 20 years.
All right. When we come back, we'll dig a little bit deeper into that. Neil McCabe, stay with us. Dr. John Adine, we'll be back right after this. Very provocative conversation coming up.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hey, you've heard me talking about my proud membership with the United States Concealed Carry Association. They're the organization that protects responsible gun owners like you and me from jail and bankruptcy if, God forbid, we're ever forced to use a weapon in self-defense. Now, I want to share with you an incident that happened to another member of the USCCA. Now, this member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in front of his yard. Now, he drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life, and he was arrested and held on a massive bail bond. He never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call that he got to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, they got him home to his family and also had him home in time to go to work on Monday. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today that's going to arm you with 18 things that you absolutely must know before leaving your house with a gun. Now, simply go to defendfamily.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm talking with Dr. John Adine. Dr. Adine, welcome back to the show, my friend. Great to have you here.
Thanks.
And Neil McCabe, pleasure to have you here, my friend. I want you to continue with this piece by New England Journal of Medicine. Then I want to roll over to something from the crimeresearch.org. Dr. Adine, you mentioned that the National Rifle Association being demonized by the doctors. You can't get three paragraphs into this piece from the New England Journal of Medicine without this. But in the United States, the National Rifle Association, the legislators it has funded, and a certain breed of gun owners have stood in the way. And, you know, I'm that certain breed of gun owner, and so are you. By the way, have stood in the way even of research to determine what policies might help. That means gun control. Dr. Adine, it says the single or double gun deaths that go on around us every day rarely evoke any public response. Now, they talk about mass shootings here, okay? Would you agree with me, Neil, let me start with you first. Would you agree with me that Barack Obama likes to equate terrorism with mass shootings? Didn't he say that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when it suits him, absolutely.
All right, Dr. Adine, you would agree with that as well?
Yes, absolutely.
Take a listen to this from crimeresearch.org, and then we'll go on with the discussion. Barack Obama said this: the one thing we do know is that we have a pattern now of mass shootings in this country that has no parallel anywhere else in the world. And there's some steps we could take, not to eliminate every one of these mass shootings, but to improve the odds that they don't happen as frequently. My answer to that would be by eliminating gun-free zones and allowing people to be armed so that killers know they might not get away with what it is they want to perpetrate. Then he says, with respect to Planned Parenthood, obviously my heart goes out to the families of those impacted. I say this every time we've got one of these mass shootings. This just doesn't happen in other countries. That was on from Paris, December 1st, 2015. He said that at a news conference at the COP21 climate conference. Then he said this: we are the only advanced country on earth that sees these kinds of mass shootings every few months. That was his statement on the shootings at Umpqua College in Roseburg, Oregon, October 1st, 2015. Then he said this: you don't see murder on this kind of scale with this kind of frequency in any other advanced nation on earth. He said that at a speech at the U.S. Conference of Mayors, June 19th, 2015. And, of course, he said this: at some point, we as a country will have to reckon with the fact that this type of mass violence does not happen in other advanced countries. It doesn't happen in other places with this kind of frequency, and it is in our power to do something about it. That was a statement on the shootings in Charleston. However, despite the impression from the this is from crimeresearch.org, you can go there and see it yourself with the statistics. Despite the impression that Barack Obama has been creating, France suffered more casualties, murders, and injuries from mass public shootings in 2015 than the U.S. has suffered during Obama's entire presidency. Did you hear me? Updated 524 to 428, if you're keeping score. Note that these numbers don't even adjust for the fact that the U.S. has 4.9 times the population of France. The per capita rate of casualties in France is thus 7.95 per million, and for the U.S., it is 1.34. France's per capita rate of casualties is thus 5.93 times higher than the rate in the U.S. Dr. Adine, I'll go to you. What's got the doctors all peed off, brother?
Well, I think it's, you know, they're losing, and they know it. That the court of public opinion is actually swinging towards our side, and they're frustrated. And so they're just sounding off. They're trying to use their emotional arguments rather than the facts, as you've just pointed them out, to try to sway public opinion, and it's not working. And they're just pissed off, basically.
So they're hysterical because they're losing. Desperate people do desperate things, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Neil, let me jump over to you. Do those statistics surprise you?
And they do because, it doesn't surprise me that John Lott would come up with it, but it does surprise me because it's not the narrative that I pick up in the mainstream media. I mean, I'm not personally checking these casualties in other countries, but, I've been told a completely different narrative.
Well, of course you have, because that's the direction the mainstream media wants to take us, hence my disdain for the mainstream media, hence why this is probably the single most important radio program in America today. I'll go ahead and take the liberty to say that, because no one else is telling you this day after day after day, 6 days a week like we are. So if you're a gun owner, stay tuned to this show. Dr. Adin.
Yes.
Go ahead.
But John Lott also put out a study, and it shows that the United States is actually number 8 when it comes to European countries with an annual death rate from mass public shootings since 2009. Norway is number 1.
Yeah. And, yeah, we don't hear that.
No.
We don't hear that. Doctor, let's go back to this quickly in the essence of time, and I think I can hold you over for one more segment if that's okay.
Sure.
If your schedule permits. When the doctors want to tell me that my guns are a disease, it just makes my head want to pop. What does Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership do? How do you guys counter that false narrative? What do you do?
Well, we comment on things like this. In fact, there'll probably be something on our website next week in regards to this. You know, I mean, these guys, my colleagues, we analyze the stuff that comes out from the New England Journal, from the Trace and all this other kind of stuff. And if we see something that's medical, and we will comment on it, we'll analyze it, and, we'll tear it apart and show the falsehood. This narrative has been going on for a long, long time. You know, Dr. Tim Wheeler, he cut his teeth on all this, on this false stuff that was put out by the CDC back in the early to mid-90s. And he was one of the people that was responsible for testifying in front of Congress to get this stuff defunded. And it's not just defunding all, gun violence research, but it's to get rid of the CDC-backed studies that were advocating and promoting gun control. These guys started off with the premise that we have to promote gun control, and then they work their way back. In fact, this is a demonstrated fact that the articles in medical journals pertaining to firearms have not only held steady but even increased up to 2013. So, we know that our group, we're analyzing, and so if you go to drgo.us, you can actually read the history of right. of how this happened. Also, these people are trying to it's a gun the cancer, okay?
Let me stop you there, Dr. Adin. Sure. Let me stop you there, Dr. Adin. We're getting ready to take a break, and I want to pick it up from there. I think that's an important point. Neil, when we come back, we're going to keep Dr. Adin for one more segment, and I want to ask you about the research in Paul Ryan's omnibus spending bill. Didn't do us any favors. And then you and I are going to continue that discussion in the final segment of the show of this hour. Armed American Radio continues with Neil McCabe in Washington, D.C., political analyst, and Dr. John Adin down in Texas, pediatric orthopedic surgeon. We'll be back right after this.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall. All because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot, just because you didn't know some of the special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Well, let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll quickly realize Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication, but in fact, it's a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, you'll be entered to win one of 4 brand new handguns. Simply go to oneoffourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your your entry to win. Hurry, though. This offer won't last long. That's the number one of the number four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at waltherarms.com. Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. What an honor and a privilege it is to be here with you as we get ready to head into Christmas week. Hey, Neil McCabe up in Washington, D.C. How you doing, my man? You ready for Christmas, Neil? You ready for Christmas?
I have to admit, I'm just one of these guys that Christmas always sneaks up on me. I mean, I see the Advent candles, and we're up to I think we lit all four of them today at church, and so it's like, oh my.
Yeah, there it is, right? There it is. You're Catholic, yeah. Like I am. You know, I got to tell you, it does sneak up on you. It really does sneak up on you. And you've been, somewhere out there in this world is a one-armed paper hanger that some goofy liberal is going to get all over me about because I am talking about one-armed paper hangers, okay? But you've been as busy as a one-armed paper hanger. We're not politically correct here. So if you're a one-armed paper hanger, I do apologize. I'm, get over it. You've been all over the place, Neil. Your last interview was with what? Who, Paul? With Rand Paul?
Yeah, I was on a conference call with Rand Paul, but we're also talking to congressmen all the time, and now that Congress is on recess, we're going to be working on some other things. But, we're just running around like crazy. There's always something going on in Washington.
Yeah, and everybody's on a break after the debates and everything. You and I have some time to talk about that in a coming up segment. This omnibus bill, this spending bill, were the American people sold out?
Yes.
Were gun owners sold out in this? Let's narrow this down. Let's drill deep to gun
owners.
Go ahead.
There was a huge push to get to lift the ban on funding for the Center for Disease Control to sort of create these sort of gun stories. And the reports that I've seen have been that that funding for CDC gun stories was kept out at the last minute.
Right.
But I have to tell you that I haven't read the bill. So, you know, like all the other congressmen and senators, I don't know for sure. And so sometimes these things have a way of sneaking in, even in the typing up of a bill. You know, a lot of times people, you know, they'll vote on something, they'll vote on language to approve the language, and then they vote to approve the bill. And in the meantime, they'll slip stuff in. So
right.
I'm interested to see what they snuck in.
Yeah, it's 2,600 some pages. Nobody's read the bill. This is one of those Nancy Pelosi deals where we have to pass it to see what's in it. This is where we're at in Washington. This is the charade. This is the people being screwed again. And this is what the establishment just doesn't do they not understand what is the wind underneath Trump's wings? Hell, for that matter, Bernie Sanders. On the other side of the aisle, do they not get it, Neil? What are they that blind?
They absolutely have no idea that the ground is shifting under them. Paul Ryan's staff has been putting out press releases and really cute YouTube videos of Paul Ryan talking about his beard. And, you know, you think about, you know, there are dozens of committees and subcommittees that have hearings, that write appropriations bills, that put amendments on appropriations bills, that put out policies about all the different departments. All of that is thrown away, and then you have a secret meeting with about 20 people, and then every senator and congressman is given 3 days to read it. It came out at 2 a.m. on Wednesday, and they voted on it on Friday. And all of the stuff that they did for the previous year, all of the committee work, all of the hearings, everything is just thrown away. It's just an enormous waste of time if you're just going to have a star chamber write up a bill every year, and people are getting frustrated with the process, but they're getting frustrated with the results. It would be one thing if the results were good, but the process was horrible. But both the process and the results are horrible.
Yeah, Americans are fed up. There's already an effort underway right now to see to it that Paul Ryan loses his job in the next election. Let's go over to Dr. John Adean, and I'm angry, angrier than I can say, and not risk my career in front of a microphone. Suffice to say, I'm not on satellite, so I can't. I'll hold myself back. But let me just put it this way: you couldn't read it. You wouldn't read it in a Cub Scout manual, okay? Dr. Adean, from what we just heard from Neil, and again, it's too early to tell. Unless anybody's read the 2,600 pages, I don't know. I've been told, as Neil has, that funding was kept out. I was also told, as Neil just mentioned, that it was kept out at the last moment, which should frighten all of us that it was the last moment. What does that mean to the doctors who are writing in the New England Journal of Medicine? Obviously, they're angry that they didn't get the federal funding. But what's in it for them personally with this federal funding? What is it they're trying to prove, Dr. Adean? These are your colleagues.
Well, they're trying to use junk science, essentially, to make an argument for gun control.
Why? Let me stop you. Why? I want to try to get to that bottom line. Why? What's in it for them?
Well, first of all, it's influence, but it's kind of the Northeast social elitist. They're part of that elite group, you know, that we talk about. You know, these guys talk about guns as being a cancer, and the problem is they don't recognize what the pathogen is. It's not the gun. It's the unchecked criminal violence in our society. It's the gangbangers. It's the drug pushers. It's the revolving door justice system. And if they can't identify the pathogen, they're never going to cure the disease. So they're just trying to blow their own trumpets, basically.
Dr. Adin, up through today, and I'm sure these, and I can tell you right now, from the moment I got to this microphone a mere hour and a half ago, an hour and 45 minutes ago, these numbers have changed. But according to the Chicago Tribune, I read these numbers almost daily, at least weekly, on both of my national radio programs. 2,887 shooting victims in Chicago alone. Yet New England Journal of Medicine wants to focus on a terror attack and call the criminals, the terrorist criminals, call them a young couple, okay, who burst into a holiday party. These people had pipe bombs. They had very dubious plans. This was not their main attack, okay? And the New England Journal of Medicine, for whatever reason, won't call it what it is. Do they focus at all on Barack Obama's backyard, where there is 2,887 shooting victims today, through today? Do they discuss that, or do they only focus on what they can politically exploit?
Well, they live in their ivory tower, and really what their agenda is to curb rights in the name of public health. And it's kind of like giving up security, giving up your rights for security, and you end up with neither. And so, I mean, again, they're looking in the wrong place, and they're never.
That's un-American to me, Dr. Adin. That's un-American to me. Those doctors want to come after and take away my rights. That's un-American, isn't it?
Yes.
What is your advice? What is your advice to the individual or the new mom and new dad who meet their pediatrician for the first time, and the doctor starts asking them personal questions about whether they have guns in their home and begins treating them as if they have a disease? What's your advice to those people?
I would tell them that they are treading on ground that's not related to the reason they're there, and that there's plenty of other things that kill a lot more people than guns, first of all. As far as accidental deaths, in that 2013 study that they quote, there was only 550 accidental deaths in all age groups. So
all right,
it's not
Dr.
like
Adin,
it's a huge number.
We have to stop here. We're getting ready to take a break. DRGO.us, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you for everything that you're doing in response to these folks, your colleagues, and for helping get the truth out. Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, DRGO.us. Dr. Adin, thank you for everything you do. We'll be right back. Neil McCabe is going to be sticking here with us. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Don't go away.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The new TaxLite by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The TaxLite mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the TaxLite is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Ooh, that's a little bit of Riff Raff by AC/DC, the original singer Bon Scott. And I have to date myself. I saw that live at the Palladium in New York City back in 1976. And man, they brought the house down. They were so good. And that show was so intense. They opened up AC/DC. I think this was their second tour in the United States at that time. Nobody knew who they were. A very, very little known band. Just a, you know, rockers from Australia. And they were so good. They opened up for Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow. That Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow walked off the stage after the third tune and claimed that they had a sound problem because they could not match the level of intensity of AC/DC. And to this day, people still talk about what a joke it was that AC/DC blew them away. And yours truly was 12 rows back in the aisle at the Palladium in 1976 in New York City watching that show. That was a great time. Hey, Neil McCabe, welcome back. A little bit of Mark's rock and roll history.
It's a young 8-year-old Mark at a show. That sounds nice.
Hey, 8-year-old, no, I was a teenager at that time. But thanks for that anyway. I do appreciate it. I wish that were true. Hey, no, it was a lot of fun, and it was really cool when you look back at some of that stuff in your life and you think, man, I was there. I was there. That was pretty neat. But Neil, you were there in Washington, D.C. when this monstrosity known as the Omnibus Spending Bill passed. Now, here's what I want to ask you, and very pointed question. I have been saying for the last 2 years that gun control at the institutional level, as we know it, is dead for the sole reason that the Republicans control both the House and the Senate at the federal level. And I still stand by that right now today. I believe that to be the case. However, I'm now able to ask what I believe to be a legitimate question. and that is this. Based on the sellout we saw in this bill, that the Democrats still control both houses of Congress, no doubt in my mind, there's no other explanation for what happened. As you said in the previous segment, they cannot see the ground shifting or feel it below their feet. This question becomes legitimate. Do gun owners have a reason to be concerned based on what we saw with the omnibus spending bill, even though there's nothing gun-related in it to our knowledge at this point anyway, that this party will sell us out in the future on guns based on what we just witnessed with the omnibus bill? Your thoughts?
It's sort of the law of inertia. If everything just sort of rolls along as before and nothing sort of changes, the Republican Party will be pretty solid. I mean, they're not going to lift a finger and go out of their way to restrict gun rights. But if there's, you know, if there's a spree shooting and the president and the media are able to whip up a significant gun panic as they have in the past, it becomes very, very dicey. The number two Republican in the Senate, I believe, is extremely weak on guns and is especially eager to expand background checks. In fact, he put a media push out trying to get it done. So you saw when – let me just make this point, Mark, that when Donald Trump came out with his statement, 2 weeks ago, that everybody thought would end his campaign, he says, let's halt the immigration of Muslims until our leaders figure out what the hell is going on. That was his quote. Next day, Speaker Ryan is blasting Donald Trump. And it's like, really? He couldn't wait a day. Like, there is a there's a jumpiness and there's an insecurity inside the Republican leadership because they don't actually believe the conservatism that they espouse. And so because they don't believe it and they don't understand it, to them it's just a script that they read for to get the votes from all the hayseeds. There's no backbone there.
All right. Well, then that begs – let me rephrase this. Is it then possible, based on what we saw, again, with the sellout in this bill, that my gun rights can, in the near future, be used by this Republican establishment in its current form as a bargaining chip?
Well, I mean, we saw what – the big thing in the omnibus bill was that there were there was a lot of interest in the business community to lift the ban on the export of domestically produced oil. A lot of people probably don't realize that it's actually illegal to export oil produced in the United States. And so this has been enforced since Jimmy Carter. And so they were so determined to get this thing through that they basically gave away the store.
Would they have used my gun rights, or are my gun rights at risk in the future to get something like that in the future with this Republican Party establishment in its current form and with its current leadership?
I can see them cutting that deal.
That is the answer I was trying to get out of you, but not the one I wanted to hear. I would have preferred to hear you say no, absolutely not. However, if you're listening to this program and you're paying attention, you need to hear what Neil McCabe just said. Neil is in Washington, D.C., following the campaigns across the country. You are what chief, Neil, with One America News Network?
I'm the D.C. bureau chief.
Okay. They didn't make somebody who doesn't know about ribs the D.C. bureau chief, okay? Neil McCabe talking about.
I mean, let's just look at the House leadership on the Republican side. You know, Paul Ryan, as we talked about 2 weeks ago, you know, has a history of being weak on gun rights supporting a lot of the liberal bills. Then you have number two, Kevin McCarthy. Well, he doesn't believe in anything, so there's no way he's going to make a stand. Steve Scalise, the whip, you know, he's not a reliable conservative, and I just can't get into it. There's other things I could tell you, but it's just, I mean, a lot of conservatives are absolutely abhor him. And then McMorris Rodgers, the congresswoman from Washington State, number four, she was the one, She was the enforcer for all of the stuff that John Boehner was doing that everybody said they hated. And, you know, she's still around, but certainly she was the one punishing conservatives, and she was the one in charge of punishing conservatives. So the idea that McMorris Rodgers is going to hold the line on guns is absurd. And, of course, we just talked, you know, about the Senate. Number two guy in the Senate is Cornyn. And Cornyn, you know, the last thing he spoke about on guns was he wanted to make a more robust background check system. That was his big push. We talked about that a few months ago. So, and you think McConnell? I mean, McConnell, when he negotiated the end of the fiscal cliff 2 years ago, he took for himself as a consulting fee or commission or whatever you want to call it, his fee for negotiating the end of the fiscal cliff was a $2 billion dam project for Kentucky. So, listen, you think that that's the guy you're relying on to defend your rights? Good luck.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Perfect place to end that, Neil. When we come back, you and I are going to have a huge conversation with award-winning journalist A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News. This is going to be knock-your-socks-off conversation. You're going to hear the truth in ways you've never heard it before. Armed American Radio will continue with Neil McCabe and the great A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News right after this. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. And never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. And while it might sound terrible, never forget, you are in fact winning this fight. We'll be back right after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.